the famed stare down of a practice squad player. He was staring down the bench. Out comes the flag from Tony Corrente.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce...
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Come on, man. Know the context of the moment.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Come on.
Earlier on the show, 49ers tight end George Kittle. From NBC Sports Boston, Tom Curran. UTSA running back Sincere McCormick. Coming up from USA's The Sinner, actor Bill Pullman. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat in hour one with George Kittle of the 49ers. We gave away an NIL deal, as we do every single Wednesday here, to a kid in college football that's not seen it coming. This week's toughest player on planet Earth, Gorilla Glue Award winner, was Sincere McCormick of UT San Antonio. I love that. By the way, they're one of only four remaining undefeated teams still left in college football this year. Georgia, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma being the other three. Great chat with him. And then Tom Curran talking about the Patriots trying to get Odell Beckham. There seems to be a six-team race right now. And if I'm Odell Beckham Jr., you know what I do? I take my sweet ass time. That's what I do. Think about it. Kid comes off the campus at LSU and doesn't choose who he's playing for in the NFL there, right? New York Giants select him. And then he gets traded to Cleveland. Is that where he wanted to go? I don't know. I have no idea. Is that where he wanted to stay? Nope. This is first time in his life, I'm imagining, that he's gotten to choose where he can play football for himself. Take your time, man. Take your time, because at this point in time, like, I don't know if week 10 can is possible for you. We're just going to show up and just start running plays for your new team. Practice is starting today. You know, I mean, like, that's game plans are being put in. Take your time. Let everybody just woo you. Just sit back and, you know, look out the window and see which football John Cusack's got the boombox up there, you know, and just, you know. Oh, that's Belichick with his boombox playing Do Your Job, you know, and that's Sean Payton out there with his boombox saying, I've got about 15 scripted plays I know would be perfect for you because I've been following your career and I think you're awesome. And that's Pete Carroll with his boombox and Russell Wilson with his boombox and Aaron Rodgers with his boombox. There's a lot of boomboxes.
A lot of boom.
You know what I mean? So if I'm Odell, I'm just take your time,
yeah,
man.
If you're
what's
not
the rush?
Play this week anyway.
What's the rush? This got to feel great.
Yeah.
This has got to feel great for him.
Is Peter Gabriel getting royalties from all these boomboxes?
I don't know. Dr. Vinny Boombox.
I'm not trying to be in his business or anything.
That's a little Rodney Dangerfield play on words for anybody out there who might have missed it. You know what I mean? Like, this is, if I'm Odell, sit back, man. Chill out. Take these phone calls. Let everybody say, yeah, you know what? They'll offer you this. They'll offer you that. Well, this other team offered me this. You want to offer me that? Like, okay. Who wouldn't want Odell to take the top of the defense off? Who doesn't? We don't want him. Okay. That's because you've probably got a bunch of folks at the position right now you like. Great. You don't need them. Who wants Odell Beckham Jr.? Again, our poll question's out there. And I say, yes, Green Bay. That's where to go. That's where I want to go. It's a little cold. I understand. A little cold.
It's a little cold.
A little cold.
A little cold, man.
Right. So, our poll question results, as it currently stands right now?
Well, I'm checking in on Green Bay weather. It's 53 right now.
All right. Now. Can you tell me what the traffic is, Chris? Tell me what the traffic is outside that Kmart that I used to pass by every single time I went to Lambeau Field.
Probably nobody out
What's
on the road.
Traffic right now. Chris Brockman with Green Bay weather, traffic, and weather together on the fours. Everybody.
If you're Odell, where do you go? Packers 49%, Chiefs 16%, Saints 12%. Other could be Seahawks, could be Pats, could be who knows, mystery team, 24%.
Okay. You know what we're also excited about? We have an actual live human being guest in our green room right now. You know,
we're
coming back in the pandemic and that business, and we're all vaccinated and we're all happy and we're all nice and healthy and we're excited. And it's not just any old in studio guest. The actor Bill Pullman is here.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, it's season four of The Sinner that airs Wednesday nights, including tonight, 10 Eastern on USA Network. And I am a huge fan. And again, I'm wondering what he thinks. But, you know, when I tell you, hey, Bill Pullman's coming in.
Oh, my goodness. It's Spaceballs. It's Independence Day.
Yes, exactly right. I tell, you know, Susie, my wife, hey, Bill Pullman's coming in. And she's like, oh, God, while you were sleeping. That's it. She loves that movie. As you know, we're also friendly with the director, John Turteltaub, who we've met years ago because he put me in Disney's The Kid.
The Kid.
Yes, and there was a very pivotal moment in the film. It was a big moment in the film. And I'm still receiving residual checks today for it. And if I put one on top of the other, I can buy a candy bar.
I know.
So, but at any rate, so While You Were Sleeping is big. And
Bill Pullman also Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle. A lot of sleeping. A lot of sleeping. Okay. And I know TJ Jefferson, who is off the set right now for some reason, but
printing.
He's printing. He's a big fan of this film as well. And I bet you it's one of those that don't get mentioned quite a bit. Linda Fiorentino, Pete Berg, The Last Seduction is a great Bill Pullman movie. The Accidental Tourist is another. And, you know, he's in A League of Their Own, right? Gina Davis's husband.
Back for more.
In A League of Their Own.
That's right.
Very, very good. So I know you're a big Last Seduction guy, right, TJ Jefferson? Oh, he's walking things over. He's working. He's like, yeah, bring it over. It's all right. It's all right. He's wearing multiple hats. Thank you very much. Because we're going to do a little celebrity true or false with Bill Pullman.
Yeah, I mean, we have to.
We do. I mean, there's so many things to ask him about.
Wait, did I hear somebody mention Linda Fiorentino?
I know that. Yeah. The Last Seduction's great movie, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're a big fan of his, and he's going to be out here to in just about 13 minutes' time, and it'll be great.
Can't wait
for that.
Can't wait.
So, the New York Jets today.
Oh, yeah.
Named a starting quarterback for this upcoming week.
Making moves.
Now, as we all know, the New York Jets several weeks ago got, what's the words for it? Ass kicked. That's it. By the Patriots. Coming off their bye. Coming off the bye, Zach Wilson had an extra week in that playbook, and here comes the Jets to New England, and not only is Zach Wilson knocked out of the game, he's out for 2 to 4 weeks, and the Patriots put up a 50-burger as they just absolutely mauled the Jets, and Mike White, who came off the bench in his first action as a Jet and pretty much as a professional quarterback, didn't go very well. And then they're taking on the Cincinnati Bengals the next week at home, and the Bengals came in off of boat racing the Ravens, and they came into MetLife as the number one seed in the AFC. Top team in the AFC. They look up, they only see sky. That's not what the Bengals are used to. And the Jets not only came back once in that game, but twice, and Mike White joined Cam Newton as the only starting quarterback in the history of the National Football League to throw for 400 yards in his first career start. How about them apples? So just when that happened, okay, that's when you guys start to have some fun about Mike White. What happens? Hey, if Mike White does well, what happens?
Hey, what happens?
What happens? What happens with him? Quarterback controversy, you know? And I told you, back off.
Well,
back off.
Well, not so nicely, you said
that. I mean, back off because the Jets are allowed to have nice things, and that if Mike White continues to do well, the Jets will have three words rarely associated with them. High-class problems. Very, very, very rare for the Jets to have a high-class problem. Too many good quarterbacks, or too many quarterbacks, one doing absurdly well, and the other one that you need to do that well because you've drafted him second overall. So the three words that developed, as you all know, wasn't high-class problems, but same old Jets, because Mike White, in throwing a touchdown pass in his second drive of the game on Thursday Night Football, first up for Week 9, you know? Mike White, following through, hits his throwing arm on the helmet of an Indianapolis Colt, and all of a sudden he can't feel his arm anymore. So the Jets can't have nice things. And that was the headline of the Daily News. I tweeted it out. Daily News, maybe they follow at Rich Eisen. I'll take the credit for it. I don't care. Who's to tell me otherwise? Then you're all like, well, what happens when Zach Wilson gets back in? He's going to have to perform well, right?
Yeah, healthy.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So Zach Wilson, not healthy enough to get the call this week. It's Mike White. Second career start for Mike White that we hope will, you know, play all four games. This is his third career start now. Three in a row for the Jets. And so Robert Saleh and his perfectly coiffed 10 o'clock shadow, he was asked, what if Mike White keeps doing well at the position? Just what you guys have asked. What happens then? Here's his answer.
So I think it's going to happen organically. It'll never, if Mike does phenomenal like we think he's going to do, that's not weird. That's awesome to me. And in the sense that it's quarterback is a precious commodity in this league, and we feel like we've got four really good ones. So, you know, so it's to answer your question, I think it'll all take care of itself. Just got to let it play out.
Would not say that it's Zach Wilson's gig when he's healthy again. Didn't say it's Zach's job. Didn't say it.
We told you so.
I know. I know. But as I also told you, as TJ Jefferson sips tea in his spot, I also said that would be the high-class problem.
That is a high-class problem. It's also not good for Zach's development.
Well, that's why I guess Robert Saleh is getting paid the big bucks. So he's trying to do the high-class thing as well. So
he's
everyone
being
understands
very polite.
The yeah, four good
being...
quarterbacks he was referring to. The other two are Josh Johnson, who did throw very well, perform well in his emergency action last week, and Joe Flacco, who's the backup this week because of rules about you can't elevate a guy from a practice squad too many times. Josh Johnson can't go this week, so Flacco is the next step. If White somehow can't feel his arm again.
Rich, Super Bowl champion Joe Flacco.
Thank you. I know that. Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco.
He was?
Yeah. He wasn't?
I don't know.
I think he was, dude. He's the one who put his resume on the table and just Steve Bisciotti said, hey, pay me. And he did.
Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco.
Correct, sir. Yeah, your memory gets a little fuzzy, huh?
Well, when things are very hard to believe, it makes it hard to recall.
Well,
them.
So that might give people saying, what is he talking about? Oh, now this guy's in charge of all this stuff, and he's saying Mike White's the starter. Like, yeah, I guess so. Let's see how it goes. And Zach will have to deal with it, I guess. And the Jets are going to have to deal with it if Mike White gives them a high-class problem. But now the Jets have, over the horizon, a four-word slogan. Not high-class problems or same old Jets. Four-word slogan for the 2021 season. It's not weird. It's awesome.
Yeah, right. How quickly are those T-shirts being made?
It's all gas, no brakes. That was
no break.
Yeah. No break. Break.
Yeah.
Okay. It was all gas, no break.
Right.
And now it's not weird. It's awesome. Don't worry. It's the don't worry, be happy of NFL coaching.
It's a little song I wrote.
It's what it is right there. Is that Bobby McFerrin?
Yep. McFerrin.
Thank you. I don't know what orifice I just pulled that out of.
Don't worry.
Great music video.
It's not weird.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. That's what it is right there. It's not weird. It's awesome. Guys, back off. New York Jets 2021. It's not weird. It's awesome. Which, by the way, is kind of what I was telling you too.
Kind of.
It's not weird. Just back off. Let it develop organically. Let's see what happens against the Buffalo Bills.
God, please beat the Bills, Mike White.
Yeah.
The Bills, Mike White.
A combination of Trevor Lawrence and C.J. Beathard just did.
I'm just saying.
You know, there were other factors.
Rich, when you worry, your face will frown.
Thank you.
And that will bring everybody down.
Are you, right. Did you Google the lyrics? Be honest.
No, come on. I know. This is one of the most famous songs ever.
I know that. But you couldn't even remember Joe Flacco as the MVP.
No, that was him.
You did remember that.
Yeah, I remembered it. Okay.
I forgot because.
What else is the next line? What do you got?
When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Start my
wife. Goes,
oh, okay. Then it goes.
Oh, I'm never saying that name again on this show.
Yeah, that's
Rich.
By the way, that's the yada 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 of music. Yeah.
I'm never repeating.
You can.
No, because I'll tell you why. Because and going back to my favorite thing,
God.
The YouTube, right? I've been told on YouTube through the last 3 weeks of you going at me when all I mentioned was that man's name and said, "Hey, you might have a quarterback." I did, because if I wanted to talk trash, it would be very obvious because I'm really good at it. You would know I was talking trash. I wasn't talking trash. I was just like, "Hey, man, you got a quarterback."
Uh-huh.
But now through YouTube and you constantly going at me, people are telling me that I'm thin-skinned and I'm standoffish. So
it kind of means you're thin-skinned.
Read the comments.
When you read the comments and then you bring it up here, it kind of does mean
not that. Because I like to give people want attention. I want to give it. Give it to them. So
okay, let's take a break. Oh God! Oh, please stop. Let's take a break, and let's bring out Bill Pullman.
The president is here.
Forget the YouTubers
from USA Network's The Center. Bill Pullman in studio. Don't go anywhere. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut. It features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and many more. Tomorrow on Netflix. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Thrilled to have here in person one of our favorite actors from USA Network's The Center, currently in season 4, Wednesdays at 10 Eastern Time on USA Network. Bill Pullman, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Good to see you, Rich. Good to be here.
You got it. We are, all of us, I don't know if you heard it back in the green room, we named like about half of our favorite film list, and you're in all of them.
Pretty much. Good.
Which one do you get whenever you're around? People walk up to you and give you what? Which film?
I sometimes try to guess because you see a look in their eye that they're coming towards you and they want to talk to you. Is this a Casper person or is this a Independence Day person or is it a Why You're Sleeping person or is it a Sinner? Now it's like Sinner, because
it's great.
Fortunately, the thing has had a life,
Uh-huh.
But, and I'm always wrong.
I'm always wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Lately I'm surprised of how many international people, like in New York City when I'm walking around, people from all around the world happen to be able to get into the Center.
Okay.
So and they don't even remember or know that I'm in other things in the Center.
Come on.
It's life, Rich.
That's the way it is. But that's great though that you got so what do you think has been so connective to your fans about the Center? Like what do you think has worked? from that, Bill.
I always was, I am not only a kind of illiterate about sports, as I've told you just before we started, I have my own way into sports, I should say, because I enjoy it, but I don't follow the statistics. And the same is true of television. I'm not the best viewer of all my compadres who are out there working in television.
Sure.
But I just seem to have other things that I can't leave. And so, but I do think that the idea of addicting television, you know, people say, I like that show, I'm addicted to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it says something about the power of a season and then another season and another season. And I realize that I finally understand it, you know, and I'm okay with it.
Sure. Okay. Bill Pullman here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you're from Western New York, right?
Yes.
I learned a long time ago in my capacity of the host of NFL Network to not call Buffalo upstate New York, because I'm from Staten Island, New York.
Yes.
To call Buffalo upstate New York, I was told by many Bills fans that work around NFL Network that that's a slight, and I apologize.
Because they like Western New York.
It's what you're Western. You're not upstate. You're Western New York. So did you grow up around the Bills? Like, was that a team that was like forefront of, of your life out there?
Yeah, but you know, and that's why it's not called Antelope. The city is called Buffalo. It is Western in its own way. You know,
sure.
But I know what you mean about the nature of the Bills and their connection to all of that area of New York State is so important, I think, because they have an identity complex. You know, we get forgotten out there by the Albany. That's really east and Hudson Valley, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people, if you say you're from New York, they'll immediately say, well, I don't hear your accent. You know? And right. You know, in Western New York State, it's practically Ohio.
Right.
That people sound like Ohio.
Right.
They have country accents and things like that. So the Bills, you know, bring you together, the, you know, wings, barbecue wings.
Sure.
And watching the Bills is a cultural thing.
You never tailgated? You never jumped off of an RV into a flaming table like the rest of the Bills fans? Bill Pullman, you've never done that?
Yeah, how serious they are. Yeah, they got it. But yeah, I did, you know, I like the apparel.
Yeah,
you know, I think the Buffalo signature is
pretty
cool.
No, I know. I get
and
it.
It had a dark, you know, I like the underdog thing. I mean, that was such a long stretch where they didn't win.
Exactly,
you know?
Right. I know.
Record breaking, right? How many do you know offhand?
It was 25 years until last year, Bill Pullman,
that
the Buffalo Bills had not made the playoffs after that string of going to the Super Bowl 4 straight years and not winning and what have you. And I just loved when they. Bills got off the plane to, you know, make the AFC championship game and then lose it. And then the fans all showed up at the airport and went totally crazy. You know,
yeah.
They are really passionate. I remember going into my first tailgate at a Buffalo Bills game, covering it for NFL Network. I'm like, oh, God, there's about three bonfires here. I'm like, oh, God, like this is lit, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, lit up.
It's so cool. I love it. Bill Pullman here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, Bill, we have first things first. You said that you could tell which person, which fan approaches you, what their favorite part of your filmography is. Can you want to try that with me? Because I know I've mentioned a couple films already, but you want to give it a whirl? Just look at me and see what I am.
I did overhear The Last Seduction as you gave it a thumbs up. And I thought,
big time.
That's always good when someone goes for the noir and,
I went the other direction, not your big pop tentpole films, correct?
Yes.
But that is not the one. The one for me is Spaceballs.
Oh.
For real, because I am a Mel Brooks junkie.
That
when it comes down to it, High Anxiety, Young Frankenstein, obviously The Producers, Blazing Saddles. Mel Brooks is one of my favorites of all time. What was that like working with him.
Wow. You know, did you see it first on screen or on VHS?
I saw it on screen.
On screen?
I did. Oh, I went to the movie theater.
It was 85, and you would have been like 15 or 14?
No,
or?
I was, bless you, 13. For that, actually. No, I was just about to go to college. I was 18. Yeah. I was about 17 years old.
That's that like bless straight you. Heroin, no cut.
Yes, for a Mel Brooks, you know, a Jewish kid from New York who grew up loving Mel Brooks, man. It was just like, okay, Mel Brooks meets Star Wars, I am all the way in. I am.
Well,
in.
You know, my I always loved, and I do love that Jewish side of him because it's old. You know, it's old vaudeville. It's old Borscht Belt.
That's
you know?
What it was. I yeah, mean, yeah. Like really. Sid Caesar. I mean, you got to be way back in the day, man.
Just, so. Yeah, genetically, it's in him all the way. And, you know, my wife is Jewish and my father-in-law, Al Hurwitz, you know, is always has a certain sense of humor. But Mel used to come up to me and goes, Pullman, you guys.
You guys, that's what he said.
You have such good hair. I mean, I got hair. It's like Brillo. And you got such good hair. You know, and he touched me, you know. It's affection in a weird, wild way.
It's good to be the king. You know,
yes,
kind
it's
of
good
like
to
that.
Be the king.
Oh,
and
my God.
What a genius. I mean, this, and I always think about him with Spaceballs in terms of the power nap. Because he would be, you know, he just would say, I'm just going to go down for about 5 minutes. And he'd come up and 1,000 things had occurred to him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like he would just tap out and say, I need just a power nap. And then he would come back and then.
Yeah. He said, we need to change that line. It needs to be not orange, but purple. Mm-hmm. Purple's funnier. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that, which sounded like wisdom to me.
It sounds like, well, I mean, you would know which color is funnier. Well, we have a bunch of questions from your career here. In Celebrity True or False, where these are from articles that have been written about you or from bios that have been placed online about you, and we need to know what's true and what's false, if you don't mind. Okay, and we have production value on top of it. Bill Pullman live here in the Rich Eisen Show studio. Roll it, please. Roll it.
Celebrity True or False.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, it's that simple. That's the setup. That's the setup,
that's
Bill.
That's the setup.
That's all we got. We have no fireworks.
Did he say you can't handle the truth?
That's it right there.
Believe in that.
Okay, here we go. So, true or false, Bill Pullman, when promoting Independence Day in South America, some people actually thought you were the real president of the United States. Is that true or false?
Well, I think that they hadn't seen the movie yet, and they were told that I was the president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you lose the word in the movie, mm-hmm. you know, or those words, it just becomes you're the president of the United States. And it kicked in some really interesting things. And probably the most bizarre was they had kind of cigarette girls that were with little pillbox hats
sure.
and short skirts and mm-hmm. everything. And they walked down the red carpet with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got that because I didn't know that presidents get that. That's a good deal. And I think it was because they thought I was the president. I don't know, maybe. But, yeah, there was that feeling. It was a good period. And then after people saw the movie, they realized, right. You're not the real president.
Is it true that scene with you with the bullhorn and rallying the troops to fight the aliens, that was one take, one and done?
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Not true. Yeah, I never heard that.
That's
that,
a true.
That's out there.
Is that exactly what we were talking
about?
Yeah,
right? Yeah, Bill. We've heard that you were just so into it, and everyone was just so caught up in the moment of the speech that it was one take, and they just had to reshoot kind of people's reactions.
Oh man! Well, we did have to go fast, and it was late in the. It was early morning when we did it. You know, mm-hmm. it was like 3 or 4 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're dealing with a director like Roland Emmerich, you got masters, you got, you know, all that. I think what was really improvisational about it was kept, you know, and I realized that they probably used those early takes because, like, when the microphone didn't work and I had to kind of tap it uh-huh. and everything, that was kind of real.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was all, you know, happening, but... I think I had a few whacks at it. You know, you have to be ready to sustain. I love the mythology of I did it in one take.
Yes, sir. Well, I like to refer to as one take Richie. That's the way I refer to myself sometimes on this, show. Right. Why not? So that is the mythology of it, I guess. And so for is it also true that you're asked as Bill Pullman to be the president of the United States again and that voice and just do all sorts of crazy stuff? Is that true as
Well?
You're asked to that all the time.
It's somehow buried in people. But then you realize maybe they want me to go, I don't need to do that. But do you know the speech? And then they'll perform the whole speech for you.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've had that probably 10 times, you know, where I've actually said, do you know? I had some inkling, you know. And yeah, I had to do it for my, and they were hoping that I would get to see them do it, you know, which is, I like that better than me having to. You want me to do the speech
yes,
now?
Because it's that good.
Am I a dog with a bone?
It's that good. It's that good. Yeah, you know, like you rallied the troops against the aliens. You saved the planet.
That's right.
I mean, do you want me to do it right now? I mean,
I can do it right now.
Can you really do it right now?
I have the text.
That's not the same. That's not the same. You can't Google it with Bill Pullman sitting here,
it's
Chris.
It's too late. I've already.
All right. Here's the next one. True or false, Bill Pullman, you still have the jacket you wore in while you were sleeping. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Where's the jacket?
It would imply it's not that. Is it that jacket?
It's
a reversible jacket, and it has denim on one side and a kind of a tan on the other. So I don't want you to get the feeling, Rich, that I have a lot of stuff from my movies in my house. That would be a little weird. But I do have probably more than a normal person does. But I do. For some reason, I was always digging the reversible idea. You know, of jackets and clothes and stuff. It's gone out of fashion, I think.
So you kept it not for some sort of, I guess, memento keepsake, but you kind of like the
jacket. It's in the closet. It becomes, nobody sees me wearing it and goes, is that from what? What?
So you stole
never
it.
Catch on.
You stole it while wardrobe was sleeping, or they knew that you took it?
That's right.
What was it?
Disney was a little more free with them, with their goods in those days. You know, it was Buena Vista, which owned by Disney, I guess. But it was
right.
Yeah, I made off with it, which was really good. I did. You know, Turtle Hob is. I love that you are friends with him.
Yes,
he's one of the great people and directors.
I agree. And just my wife, when I told her you were going to be on this show, that's the first movie that blurted out of her mouth. She will watch. That's a rewatchable for her.
Yeah.
All the time. I've seen that movie a lot on the TV. I'm like, again? You know, like that's that's what happens in my house a lot.
I wonder if John watches it again.
I think if John's wondering anything, he's where the hell did that reversible jacket go?
I know.
I wanted it for national treasure, and we couldn't use it because, it's pretty cool, man. Are you surprised about the staying power of that film for you? Bill?
Yeah, that was really not, I think even John said it on the last day of the shoot, you know, he said, I don't know whether anybody's ever going to see, this movie goes away, you know, but I want to say that it's been really significant for me and this experience has been significant for me and I appreciate that we had this time together. And so, you know, I think that was... I think it was largely his contribution. I remember a few people out of sight of their mouth said, "This is a TV script," you know, that it was somehow too pleasant, you know, too friendly in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they realize there's something in the DNA of it that is classic, you know, and definitely that Sandy is so fantastic, and I'm so lucky to get paired with Jack Warden and Peter Boyle.
I mean, speaking of young Frankenstein, that's Peter Boyle.
Yeah.
Sure.
I went on to do a couple movies with him. Yeah. Just so great. And so graceful, and all those guys were. And so I always think of them as my ancestors in a way.
That's pretty cool, man. A couple of Spaceballs questions. True or false, it was rumored that Mel Brooks wanted you and Daphne Zuniga to get back together and do a sequel. Is that true?
Well, you know, he put it in the movie. You know, this is for Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
I forgot about that. So
he's, you know, that's deep philosophy, you know, that right. Let's name it. We need more money. But I think, yeah, I've would certainly be great. But I think, it, you know, it's hard without candy and, you know.
Of course. And that was the other question. Is it true that he ad-libbed his famous line of "That's going to leave a mark"? Is that true?
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. Was that, did he ad-lib that or was that in the script?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I use that still today. My friends and I still use that
but
today.
But it's a quintessential John Candy. It's so off the cuff. Mm-hmm. It's so gentle humor. You know, it's not banging you over your head. It's just like, and he was a special, you know, he danced with comedy as just this lightest, graceful thing.
A sweetheart, right? I never obviously was ever around him. What was that like to be around him?
Yeah, it was just my, you know, it was my second movie and I was, he saw me as a guy in need and he took me under his wing.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it was on the lot of the MGM lot, one of the last movies that was made on that lot as when it was still MGM and, you know, busy. And I was off the farm practically to, in his eyes, you know, he saw that. Mm-hmm. And, but he would go, he'd say, come on, you want to go, you want to have lunch in my trailer, you know, and things like that. And mm-hmm. Are you happy? You know, what's going on? You know, so he looked out. Me.
That's so cool. And you got that gig out of Ruthless People, right? Is that how it worked? You were Ruthless People and then to...
Well, Mal said he tried to get a Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, and he couldn't get a Tom, so he got a Bill. Which I think always amused him, you know? In other words, you're from nowhere, man. And I was really from nowhere. Right. And he and Anne Bancroft came down to see me in a play. Mm-hmm. You know, they saw me in this weird, abstract Barabbas, this medieval passion play kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Had a lot to say about it, you know. And yeah, it was really a special thing that he yanked me out of the farm league.
No kidding.
See, I know a little about sports.
Nancy, come on, Bill. Come on. you know what you know, man. And again, we know you're in The Sinner. Tonight, 10 Eastern time on USA Network, currently in season 4. Like I said, we're huge fans of yours, man. And thanks for coming in here. Well, really appreciate that.
Really great to be on your show.
Thank you so much for saying that. And I know, Chris, you want to do one line. I know you do. Like, you're desperate to do one line.
No, now I switched over and I started doing Spaceball lines in my head because I could quote that movie beginning to end, like, on this ship, you refer to me as, hey, idiot, not yo, captain.
Okay,
like,
there you go.
You got the lines backwards. You know, it's just like, give me paw. Ow. Like, this is my brother and sister growing up. I just love that.
Do you get that a lot, or that's a first for you right there? Give me paw.
No, give me paw. I still remember, you know, that was also, you know, because that was early for green screen, and we were doing in the Winnebago, and there's green screen. We had to wear sunglasses in between the takes, and he improvised that when we were in between a take. So he was not only saying give me paw, but he had sunglasses on when he did it, and I thought that was cool. Can we keep the sunglasses? But no, we
had God,
Pizza the Hut and like,
well, Darth Helmet, you know what I mean?
We're just doing this
out
for money. We're doing it for a bleep load of money.
That's, love it. That's it. That's it. See, I told you we're fans. We're not just saying it. Thanks again for coming here, man. This has been great. Bill Pullman, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everyone, check out The Sinner again tonight and every Wednesday, 10 Eastern time on USA Network. We're back to wrap up the show. Tell you what's going up the rest of the week in a second.
Whoa.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen. What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We're talking about the college football playoffs.
If you, don't if mind, you beat Ohio State, like,
look, dude,
Michigan State, see you later.
The way the Big Ten is set up, okay, is every good team, with all due respect to Wisconsin and Iowa, is in the one division, the Eastern Division, I believe. And then there's the Western Division that's got Wisconsin and Iowa and Northwestern and Purdue. Minnesota's there. It's Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State in the same division. So I don't understand how the college football playoff rankings has Michigan above Michigan State right now. I know that Michigan State just lost more recently than Michigan.
Will you have a better loss than them? That's why.
No. It's if Michigan – but it doesn't matter. If Michigan wins out
– I mean, that's why you're ahead
heaven,
of them right now.
Heaven, I look to the heavens and I say Michigan wins out. Oh. And the football gods look down at me and say, we are done kicking you in D's nuts. And and they say, yes, okay, we're done with that. You beat Penn State at noon this week. And you don't, you know, get in a trap game situation before Ohio State. And you beat Ohio State. And Michigan State wins out. What, the college football playoffs is going to take Michigan over Michigan State when Michigan State then goes to the Big Ten championship game?
But if they get waxed by...
And then what, Michigan just sits at home and they're the Alabama of the situation? Where they sit at home
before.
And I know, that's what I'm saying. I don't get that. And as you know, I'm a diehard fan. I'm emotionally affected by it. I tweet out GIFs like, that's a shame, with no copy attached to it, and let people kind of, you know... Take my low rent.
I think I think you're reading it a little bit to this week's rankings, though, where it's set up and which teams are basically going to make it as long as they don't stumble.
Well, exactly. So if you don't stumble, if Michigan does not stumble,
We know the four. It's Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, and Ohio State. That's the four.
No, I understand that. But if nobody else stumbles, that means for Michigan, if they don't stumble, they're in. Over Michigan State? I don't understand that.
No, if you beat Ohio State, that's what I'm saying.
I know that. Then we would still be in above Michigan State if we still have the same record. They beat us.
But if they lose and get a second loss.
That's what I'm saying. They need to lose a second time. You're like, oh, if you win out, you're in. I'm no.
But not.
We're not.
I'm trying to assume the best for you right now.
I appreciate that. What I'm saying is if Michigan wins out, Michigan is not in. They need Michigan State to lose one more time.
Right, but if they lose in the...
We need Penn State. We need Penn State to basically
show up.
Well, I mean, not this weekend. We need Penn State to, you know, take the L this weekend.
Nah.
And then, is this something that I don't know? Like, are we really going to be on?
It's one of his 12 teams.
It's one of them. That's what I'm saying. Like
12 teams.
So like, you
have 12 total teams.
You're rooting against my interest this weekend significantly, right? It means a lot to you for Penn State to win this game.
I'll say this: it doesn't mean as much to me as it means to you.
Correct.
How about that?
You know why? Because I don't have another team to fall back on.
You have another team.
You have one college team.
Right.
I have one college.
The school I went to.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, out of the 150 college teams out there, it's so weird that I happen to like two. Okay.
Three.
Yes, three. Three out of 150.
Well, what about your college teams for basketball?
I like two.
This kid, the Dukes?
Two.
They keep talking about this kid on Duke now, right?
Keels.
No, it's another one.
Oh, I think you're talking about the kid from Memphis.
Well, there's two of them.
Okay.
Well, Duke had two freshmen last night out.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a kid from Memphis who's 17. Emery, I think his name might be, or something like that. I saw some highlights.
November's still football. College basketball doesn't start till the next year, till January, when they start playing conference games.
No, it's this kid, Paolo Banchero.
Oh, yeah. Well, him and the other kid for Duke, yeah.
Paolo Banchero. Here we go, man, for Duke. Sent out Coach K on a high note,
some,
huh?
Man.
Sent him out on a high note. Yeah. All right.
By the way, here's something weird since we're on Duke. And, you know, I told you guys I started liking Duke because I was a Grant Hill fan. You know Grant Hill's daughter is an MMA fighter?
I did not know that.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, she's not UFC or anything yet, but yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you seriously considered your dream? I mean, you really have to think about it. These two guys are not allowed to say about what their dream is because it's a rhetorical question posed on behalf of our friends at Mercedes-Benz Sprinter because they want you to know there is a premium van out there for you right now to go check out at your Mercedes-Benz van dealership. Hop in and see it for yourself and live out your dream. Live out your dream, whether it's starting a business, whether you want to go traveling, you want to go on a road trip, you want to connect with family, you want to see your friend, you want to do whatever you want to do. Maybe you put this dream aside over the last several months for good reason or year and a half. It's time for you to hop in this Mercedes-Benz van that we're talking about. That's innovative safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. You expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a five-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. You could even start your own business with a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter and tell them your dream sent you. Thank you.
My dream is just to win in fantasy this week.
Which week?
Just any week.
Are you that bad right now?
Chris Godwin now is...
What's going on with Godwin?
He had a mysterious foot injury pop up, did not practice today. Oh, Kyler Murray, DeShaun Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins are... week to week, day to day, questionable for some. Like, my whole team is injured.
Well, my fantasy basketball team can't shoot. How about that?
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm in last place.
See, that's the whole thing. When you talk about fantasy, complaining about your fantasy, like, it's like a bad beat. It's a bad beat in poker. Like, we've all got it. We've all been there.
It's frustrating. Not my year. Not my year.
Yeah, but so aren't you glad, though, that you flew all the way across the country? And
I mean, that was fun.
Okay, it was?
Yeah, that was a good time.
Do you like all the guys in your league?
Most of them. I like most of them.
Most of them?
I like most of them.
And now the ones that you don't, they know who they are, right? You don't need to call them out here.
I assume so. Yeah, right? I don't need to call them. I would assume they.
So you fly all the way across the country. You leave your beautiful boy behind.
Yep.
Okay? Left us.
Left us.
Yeah, left you guys.
Seriously. Like, TJ, did you sit in that chair or you sat in your chair? You sat where you were, right?
This is my car.
Oh,
baby.
We just had an empty chair. That's it.
It was empty. Del Tufo had the single.
That's right. That's right. It. Del Tufo had a single. I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, man. He loved that.
I started Jordan Love last week. You know what I mean?
So your fantasy team is in the last row of the stadium.
I was sitting with Jordan right Love's mom.
You're sitting with Jordan Love's mom.
I can't imagine playing fantasy with people I don't like.
Exactly.
Like, I don't. Like, I liked everyone I put in my league, the Franklin Strip, to start with.
I don't like everyone in my
fantasy
league.
And then I started to dislike them as it went along. But,
well, I've been saying we've been doing this for 20 years, so in the beginning I liked them. Oh. But as we've gotten older as an adult, I realize I have nothing to say to you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's some guys in my poker league that I don't like, and they know who they are. It's Murph.
Hey, man.
Okay, and I'm taking
we're
on,
Murph,
I'm
over
taking
here,
on
man.
Murph this week. I'm What's taking up? On Murph this
Team
week.
Team Murph.
Who's Murph got?
He's a Packer fan, as you know. Oh, when he called him cursed, he's hoping that Rodgers gets back in time so he can pair him with Aaron Jones. That's the engine to his victory. Or not. We'll see you Thursday, everybody. The T-Sizzle of the Ravens.